Mr. President.
Senator Porgemiller.
I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and a sergeant at arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Ed Dubas from the Spirit of Hope United Methodist Church in Golden Valley.
Good afternoon. Sir, thanks for coming.
Let us pray. One God of many nations, one Lord of the world's religions, one Shepherd of many peoples, we humbly lift up our voices today to you. We call you by different names, but we pray the same prayer, that you would be present in our lives and active in our world. We pray today for people everywhere. We lift up our voices for people who are at war. Bring peace. We remember people near and far who have suffered from earthquakes, wildfires, tornadoes, and floods. Inspire all people to share your many blessings with them. We pray for our soldiers who serve in harm's way. Keep them safe and bring them home soon. We pray for our public servants, the police and firefighters. Watch over them and protect them. We pray also for this great nation. Where it is right, correct it. Where it is right, build it up. Where it is wrong, correct it. Finally, Lord, we pray for ourselves. Fill the leaders of this distinguished body with wisdom and understanding. Help us in our many differences to find ways to work together, that we might be the people you have called us to be, that we might work together as servants of this great state. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzold, Bonhoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Dahl, Day, ready? Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson Ropes, Fischbach, Phoebe, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Coring, Kubli, Langseth, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Pariso, Pogemiller, Pretner Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stump, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vandeveer, Vickerman, Wieger.
A quorum is present. We'll begin this morning with the second order of business, executive and official communications. There is one communication in today's agenda. It is referred to the committee indicated. Fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move that committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. Sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. The bills printed in today's agenda are given to second reading. Second reading. Eighth order of business, motions and resolutions. There's a number of authorship motions that will be taken as a single motion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. Senator Metzen has a motion. Senator Metzen.
Mr. President, I move that Senate File 293 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and returned to the author.
And you are the author?
I'm the author. Thank you.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. There are two resolutions listed on the agenda referred to the Rules Committee. Ninth order of business, the Senate calendar. Members, we're going to be taking roll call votes. Ninth order of business, the Senate calendar. We have two bills on the Senate calendar. The first is Senate File 335. The Secretary will give Senate File 335 its third reading.
Senate File Number 335, a bill for an act relating to highways, designating the Speaker Irvin N. Anderson Memorial Highway.
Is there discussion on the bill? Hearing none, the Secretary will take the roll on final passage on Senate File 335. Have all senators voted who desire to vote? The Secretary will close the roll. Okay. Senator Senjum votes aye. Members, we're going to reopen the board. We are reopening the board. The Secretary will take the roll on final passage on Senate File 335. Please check the board to make sure that you voted again on this bill. Senate File 335. Have all senators voted who desire to vote? The Secretary will close. The Secretary will close the roll. There being 63 ayes and no nays, the bill is passed as titles agreed to. The next item on the calendar is Senate File 119. The Secretary will give Senate File 119 its third reading.
Senate File Number 119, a bill for an act relating to game and fish, providing support for the Lessard Outdoor Heritage Council, appropriating money.
Is there discussion on the bill? Seeing none, the Secretary will take the roll on final passage on Senate File 119. Have all senators voted who desire to vote? Have all senators voted who desire to vote? The Secretary will close the roll. There being 52 ayes and 9 nays, the bill is passed and its title is agreed to. 11th order of business, general order, Senator Pogomiller.
Mr. President, I move the committee, the Senate do now resolve itself into a committee of the whole for the purposes of taking up the general orders calendar.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. Senator Pogomiller, did you designate?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to handle one bill today. It's number 2 on general orders, Senate file number 47, and would yield to Senator Dahl.
The committee has before us Senate number 2 on general orders, Senate file number 47. Senator Dahl.
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee do arise, Senate file number 47 be recommended to pass.
On that motion, Senator Dahl.
Mr. Chair and members, this bill we've seen before. We passed it overwhelmingly. A similar bill in the House and Senate last year disappeared in a conference committee, I believe at the governor's request. As you know, in the 2002 session, there's a law, Chapter 393, Section 85, placed a prohibition on the Met Council, MnDOT, and County Regional Rail Authorities from taking any action to study, plan, engineer, design, or construct the Dan Patch commuter rail, a line identified in the Metro Council's 2020 Transit Master Plan as a corridor between Northfield and Minneapolis. The language also requires that any future revisions of the Council's Transportation Development Guide, the Council's Transit Master Plan, or MnDOT's transportation plan or commuter rail systems must remove all references to this potential future rail line. This bill repeals that particular law. This bill would allow the Met Council to professionally prepare long-range transit plans that would identify all potential future transit ways and not exclude one based solely by legislative decree, even though this corridor may have been a viable future transit way. So all we are asking, Mr. Chair and members, is for Northfield, Savage, Jordan, Burnsville, Lakeville, and other communities along this potential commuter rail just to be considered in any discussion for future references. If this bill passes today, there will be no construction crew ready to upgrade the Northfield Depot. If this bill passes today, the good citizens of Jordan will not sell their gas-guzzling cars. If this bill passes today, the I-35 corridor group will not abandon their plans for rapid bus transit. This bill just allows MnDOT, the Met Council, and Regional Rail to consider all strategies in the future.
Senator Dahl, some members are complaining that they cannot hear. Members?
I'm finished, Mr. Chair.
Is there discussion on Senate file number 47? Discussion. Senator Michel.
Thank you, Mr. President. And this is a repeat of last year, and this issue predates Senator Dahl and I actually being on this floor. Needless to say, there's a pretty long history with anything called the Dan Patch. So I just want to point out that last year at this time, some of the northern end of this line, suburbs including Bloomington, came out very strongly against removing this language because it's a signal. It's a signal to that city and to those communities and to those neighborhoods that we may indeed be planning something that goes through their backyard. And members, we've spent $500,000. Taxpayers have spent $500,000 to study this issue. And the conclusion was, it doesn't make sense. It does not make sense to do commuter rail traffic through here. I know Senator Dibble and others on his committee would tell you that as of today, given the economy and the recession and the budget deficit, that we are going to be hard-pressed just to operate and sustain the transit lines we have now. So the thought about moving forward with a large expansion is just a little out of tune right now, Mr. President. So I have had some conversation with Senator Dahl and Senator Roebling, and we'll keep trying to have conversations and encourage those conversations up and down this Dan Patch line. but I will oppose this legislation at this point and wait to hear more from the communities affected.
We're in the committee of the whole, so I'm serving as the chair. Senator Roebling.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The study that Senator Michelle referred to was done about a decade ago, and Scott County was not the size it is today. During the past decade, it has been the fastest growing county in the state of Minnesota. And things have changed. A new study might show those changes and might reveal that there may be a need for more transit options in that area. It doesn't mean that it has to be a rail line, but a rail line should be, we should be able to consider a rail line against bus rapid transit and other forms of transit, but the gag rule in law right now doesn't even let us discuss it. So I think it's time to lift the gag rule and let us talk about which form of transit will be most efficient for areas like Northfield and Scott County and Dakota County, and let us have that full discussion once more, because things have changed in the last decade.
Senator Jay Dahl.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Last year I did oppose this bill. It was strong opposition from one of my communities. Having thought about the matter over the course of this off-season here in between sessions, the idea of having a gag order on this does not really make a lot of sense. We should be able to speak about it. We did, as Senator Michelle pointed out, spend $500,000 on the initial study. We should be able to have access at least to the information. What does concern me is it does remove the restriction on spending any additional funding, and I'm certainly that we'll be held back simply because of the amount of money we have to spend on these things. At this point, my communities do still have a lot of concerns about this particular line and what would ensue if we were to start to develop it or pursue any additional studies here, but I think we need to at least have it on the table as an option to speak about.
Senator Dibble.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The fact that we have an absolute prohibition in state statute to even think about a possible transportation facility is somewhat unprecedented and frankly totally inappropriate. If Senator Michelle is confident enough in the studies that say this is a bad idea, then it will remain a bad idea. That's the reason we have studies. That's the reason we have the kind of interaction with local communities, local elected officials, stakeholders, and the like. If this is a bad idea, or the implications, the impact of this particular facility is so negative, then those facts will come to the surface, and that facility either won't be built or will be built in a way that is a net benefit to the community. But to have an absolute outright prohibition in state statute just simply isn't appropriate. That's not how we plan for transportation in this state. I have a lot of pressure that's brought to bear on myself for various planning processes that are going through my neighborhoods, and I've communicated clearly to my neighbors there's a process and there's a way to engage and a way to have your views be heard and have them surfaced, interact with the engineers, interact with the local officials, work with the business community and all the other stakeholders so the best ideas can surface and emerge for the benefit of the entire region, as well as the benefit for those who are most affected immediately and locally. But to be able to reach in and absolutely shut down the ability to even think the word Dan Patch in your mind if you're working for a state agency, that's really extraordinary. And I think the Senator Dahl's bill should prevail. Thank you.
Is there further discussion on Senate file number 47? Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator K. Dahl renews his motion. When this committee do arise, that Senate file number 47 be recommended to pass. On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion prevails. Senator Pogemiller, that completes the work before the committee of the whole. Senator Pogemiller. That completes the work before the committee of the whole.
Mr. President, I move the committee do now rise and report.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move the report of the committee of the whole as kept by the secretary be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. The 12th order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. There are two corrections to the today's introductions on page 6 of Senate file number 622 is referred to the Committee on Finance. And on page 9, Senate file 655 is referred to the Committee on Taxes. With those changes, and there being no objection, the bills reported in today's agenda will be referred to the committees indicated. 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Announcements of Senate interest. There being, without objection, the following members will be excused from portions of today's session. Senator Bach all day, Senator Latz all day, Senator Ortman from 11 o'clock to 11:20, Senator Pariseau from 11 o'clock to 11:20. Any further announcements? Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, members, I want to remind we had asked for suggestions from members by February 2nd on joint rules with the House. If anybody forgot to do that, please get your suggestions to me. We have started discussions with the House about joint rules, and we'll be processing those in the next few weeks. So I'm just a reminder, we had asked people for comments if you had any, and please let us know. Mr. President, I would move that the Senate adjourn till Monday, February 16th, 11 a.m.
Senator Pogler moves that the Senate adjourn until Monday, February 16th at 11 a.m. That is President's Day. On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned.